Hi, this is a dictation for Anthony Jordan, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, J-O-R-D-A-N. Date of birth is 9/30/1987. Date of accident is 5/19/2025. Date of service is 2/20/2026. This is a new patient visit for us. Patient reports that he started feeling pain on 12/13/2025, many months after the accident. The accident date is listed as 5/14/2025, while the pain started on 12/13/2025. Started having pain in the back, neck, and shoulder. A police report has been filed, police report number 1155673. He filed a claim with the Liberty Mutual. The chief complaints are pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders. History of automobile accident is reported as follows. The accident happened on 2/13/2025 in the afternoon. He was traveling as a rear passenger on the right. In a lift car, there was nobody else in the car. It was a Envoy SUV, E-N-V-O-Y. They collided with Toyota's SUV as follows. The patient reported that they were traveling in Detroit near Grand River and 6 Mile near Myers. And he was just coming out of the Myers onto the 6 Mile that the other car hit them in a rear-ending accident. Their speed was almost zero. Other speed of the other car is unknown. He was not wearing a seat belt. The airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Damage was to the right hood and trunk, right bumper, airbag were all deployed. Car was not total, but he is not sure. Regarding the injury, patient report that he was comatose at the time of accident. He woke up in the hospital, but on the same day, he has a head injury by hitting the head into the seat in front. There was no bleeding, laceration, fractures. He woke up in the hospital after 1 hour of the accident. He was taken to the hospital by ambulance, St. Agnes Hospital. He was discharged the next day. He was admitted for 1 day inpatient. There was CT scan and x-rays were found negative. History of presenting illness is reported as follows. Patient denies any headaches, denies any TBI symptoms. Specifically, he denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision problems, hearing problem, taste problem, smell problem, pain in the head area. No, none of those. No confusion or focus problem, balance problem, or equilibrium problem. He does have a sleep disturbance and he can walk up to 2 blocks without pain. He can sit and stand for 2-3 hours. Denies any sudden anesthesia, incontinence of the urine bowel, denies any anxiety, depression, panic, no weakness, lightheadedness, no numbness, tingling, no shooting pains. The patient reports of, regarding the pain syndrome, patient has moderate pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 8, with no radiation to the upper arms or upper extremity or lower extremities. Some pain is reported in both shoulders to the tune of 8, but he can do 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with no pain. Most likely the pain is just across his trapezius muscles and not the shoulder so much. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, aching. They are 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The 8 ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, lying down, and improved by nothing. patient reports that he never had a CT scan, but MRIs were done, and denies any muscle weakness, fall, loss of balance, numbness, tingling anywhere, or any radiculopathy or bowel bladder incontinence. Past treatment patient report that he saw Dr. Paul Calloway, K-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y, for 2 visits. He has done physical therapy at Alpine for 6 visits. Please review the records for system review and family history, surgical history, allergy history, relationship status, employment, legal, and personal histories, as well as the ADLs and diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Physical examination is described as follows. Year-old African-American male, average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces are noticed. There is no overt anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk very well without any adaptive devices. Blood pressure 151 over 98, pulse 60, pulse ox is 93%. Height is 5'6", weight is 160. Rest of the exam comes from the template. And a neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination reveals spasm of the paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 bilaterally with no trigger points, but hypertonicity of 2+. Quadratus lumborum muscle is in spasm, and trapezius muscle is also in spasm, moderately, but they are non-tender. Both SI joints are found tender. The musculoskeleton examination is as follows. Inspection palpation is negative. Spine tenderness, negative. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed L1 to L5 bilaterally with no trigger points, 2+ hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 45, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, bilateral side flexion is 20, extension is 10, and bilateral rotation is 15. Tenderness of the both SI joints was noticed. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain are described as follows. Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is positive. And Lermit test was found positive. Soto heart test was positive. Distraction test negative. No signs of myelopathy are noticed. Slump test and a Roos test are negative. In the lower spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. CLR is positive. Kemp test is negative. And Babinski sign and Breger test is negative. Extremities examination is unremarkable. There is no positive findings. In the SI joints, please mention that distraction test, iliac compression, standing flexion test is negative. Faber test was positive bilaterally, and Gunsland test is positive bilaterally. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan. Patient is ordered physical therapy 3 times a week to the affected area of neck, mid-back, and lower back, with traction massage echotherapy. Patient is going to be working light duty job, 7 hours, 6 days, 6 pounds. Urine drug screen has been ordered and checked. Patient is provided following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, or Triumph 50 milligram PRN for pain relief, Elovil 50 milligram PRN for pain relief, GAD disorder, sleep, Neurontin 600 milligram for headaches and other pains, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief was provided, masks were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to gym and fitness club and referral to psychiatry are all yes. If needed, yes. International pain procedures, none are required. At this time, we will be working on getting an MRI done and then move from there. The MRI will be ordered after all the records are available from other providers. The patient was injured almost 7 months ago, and suddenly he started coming here. And we just need to identify all the medical records and other issues, hospital records. And once they are considered, then we'll move further. surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered release. DMEs. The patient already has a back brace, tense unit, and a neck brace. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you.